A missionary in India was standing near a fountain as he spoke on the subject of Jesus, the water of life. A Muslim interrupted, "Your religion is like this little stream of water, but Islam is like a great ocean." "Maybe to some," said the missionary, "but that's also the difference between the two. When people drink the salty water of the ocean, they die of thirst. But when they drink the fresh water of life which Jesus Christ gives, they live forever. The stream may appear small to some, but it can satisfy even the deepest thirst. Jesus came into the world as a little baby, showing that no one is so insignificant that our Heavenly Father won't gladly live in him." Colossians chapter 2. "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority." Through the centuries, many have tried to pass over Christianity because of its simplicity, and from one perspective, it is the easiest of all religions, because the work has all been done by Jesus Christ himself. He paid the full price for our sins, suffering the punishment we all deserve. He then offers forgiveness for our sin, free of charge. Yes, Christianity is easy because Jesus did it all, but it certainly isn't cheap. Christianity, on the other hand, is also the hardest of all religions because it requires a person to trust in Jesus completely, not themselves. People try to take credit for their own good deeds, but faith in Jesus requires that we admit he did it all. Our works are an extension of Jesus' life through us, simple enough for the smallest child, but challenging enough for the rest.